On a Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Few people expected President Obama to make progress toward Middle East peace during his visit to the region this week. One thing he could do was talk about it. And the president challenged Israelis in a speech yesterday. He effectively went over their leaders' heads to address the Israeli people. Speaking of Palestinians, he said, "Put yourself in their shoes. It is not fair that a Palestinian child cannot grow up in a state of her own." The president said that on the same day that Palestinians expressed doubts about the president's seriousness. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president.
President Obama's Middle East trip comes as Jews around the world are preparing to celebrate Passover. As he spoke to an audience in Jerusalem yesterday, the president told how the story of slavery, exile, and ultimate redemption at the heart of the holiday has inspired not only Jews, but also immigrants, African Americans, and others who've known suffering and salvation.
For me personally, growing up in far-flung parts of the world and without firm roots, the story spoke to a yearning within every human being for a home.
The Passover story was a way for Obama to connect in personal terms with the history and tradition of Israel as a Jewish homeland. He promised the United States will continue to defend that homeland from Israel's sometimes hostile neighbors.
Those who adhere to the ideology of rejecting Israel's right to exist, they might as well reject the earth beneath them or the sky above, because Israel's not going anywhere.
But with that promise of undying support for Israel came a challenge for Obama's mostly college-aged audience. He says it's up to them to shape the future of the promised land, a future he says should include peaceful coexistence with a Palestinian state.
Just as Israelis built a state in their homeland, Palestinians have a right to be a free people in their own land.
Obama acknowledged not everyone shares that view, either in Israel or the United States. But he argues a separate Palestine is the best way to preserve Israel as a secure, democratic Jewish state. And he says those who feel the same have to make their voices heard.
And let me say this as a politician. I can promise you this. Political leaders will never take risks if the people do not push them to take some risks. You must create the change that you want to see.
28-year-old Israeli government student Shani Manner was impressed.
I think it's fabulous. I think there's a notion in this country where young people really want to change things, and people are so forlorn at this point. They don't really know how to, and they just kind of forget about it. They just focus on other things. And he really made a difference for me. It made me want to go out and just continue on.
Obama got a less friendly welcome earlier when he visited the West Bank. While he made a show of visiting a youth center and watching a traditional folk dance, many Palestinians who cheered for the president 4 years ago have grown disillusioned with the stalled peace process. The West Bank streets Obama passed through were patrolled by armed soldiers and nearly deserted. Rima Nazel, who attended a protest in downtown Ramallah, says she's skeptical of the president's efforts.
If we want to trust Obama, then he had to give something so as to build the trust between the American and the Palestinian people.
The leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, complained trust has been eroded by the ongoing construction of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Obama agrees those settlements are not helpful to the peace process, but he's no longer demanding that Israel stop building as a precondition for direct talks.
If the expectation is that we can only have direct negotiations when everything is settled ahead of time, then there's no point for negotiations.
Instead, Obama argues negotiations should focus on fundamental issues, such as the borders of the proposed states, saying that would answer the settlement question. Today, the president travels to Jordan to continue his Middle East tour, but he's promised to send Secretary of State Kerry back to Israel this weekend to follow up. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Jerusalem.